Welcome back to episode 2, or welcome to Fine Wine and Evil Spirits in general, if this is your first time joining. I'm Sarah.
I'm Kevin.
And we are the couple that cannot get a babysitter on a Saturday night, so we started a podcast where we talk about the unearthly while sipping on booze.
Party up!
That can be considered a date night, right?
Absolutely.
So, anyway, tonight we are drinking, well, I'm drinking Crook and Marker, a spiked and sparkling beverage made with organic alcohol. Because I figured even if I am putting stuff that's not so good for my body in my body, at least it's organic. Am I right?
Give me some of that bad stuff. I'm drinking Captain Morgan white rum with Coke.
Mainly because Captain Morgan was on sale, I believe, right?
Don't judge me, okay?
I feel like you're doing pretty well with it, so I'm not gonna complain. I'm not gonna dog you. So this episode's stories take place in Indiana. And what do you think about when someone talks about Indiana?
There's a lot of haunted places there.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
All of a sudden you're a researcher. I thought I was the researcher.
I research a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's remembering what I research.
That's the problem.
And trying to, you know.
I think about the show Eerie Indiana. Or Eerie in Indiana.
I think of like Indiana Jones, you know, horse, rope, you know, and he's always like saving the day.
I used to love
caves and stuff.
Indiana Jones when I was a kid, like obsessed. Like I would watch it every single time I was sick and would stay home from school, and that was a lot because my mom would let me stay home for anything.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of different things, like the woman in black, the girl in the yellow dress.
These are all new to me.
At some university in
a
Indiana.
University. You just went from what, two different.
Well, that's
color
where
women.
They say they see. These things.
Spirits.
I'm not politically correct, am I?
Is there a wrong way to... Remember that commercial that's like, oh, what's the difference between you calling me a ghost and I'm a spirit? You know that commercial? And then they laugh. And then the...
No, I don't remember that at all.
You don't? And then the guy... No. I don't know what the commercial is for, but I'm going to have to look it up later. All right, so anyway.
Old YouTube, right?
Yeah, good old YouTube. Our first story is the 100 Step Cemetery.
Yep.
Cemetery. It's also known as Carpenter Cemetery. I can't say that word.
You can't say words today.
I can't say cemetery.
Cemetery. Say it 5 times.
Cemetery, 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 cemetery.
There you go. Now say 5 more times.
No, I can't. All right. So Carpenter Cemetery, or better known as 100 Steps, is in Brazil, Indiana, and it is compiled of graves that date back to the 1860s. The legend is that at midnight, and exactly midnight, you have to count the steps as you go up, and when you've reached the top, you have to turn toward the open field. You cannot have a flashlight or... The moon can't be bright.
Whoa, back up a second. You're trying to tell me I have to walk up 100 steps with no flashlight?
Yeah, so you better be able
to... What happens if I fall or I miscount?
Well, I don't know. That's your problem, I guess.
My problem?
That's just the rules. So even if there's a bright moon out, you're not supposed to be able to see anything in front of you. So if you have those capabilities, don't do it that night.
So no moon should be out, or the moon can't be bright?
No, the moon can't be bright. So it's supposed to be completely dark.
How do I measure that?
Well, overcast. It could be cloudy that night. So pick a cloudy night.
Cloudy night. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So no thanks for that, because I can't imagine me, first of all, getting to the top. And then it's a blank field of, I guess, graves, right? Because it's a cemetery.
Yep.
I remember me in high school, we used to go to George School, me and my friend Mallory.
Mm-hmm.
And
shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Mallory.
Moo-moo!
So there was steps, and it would go to a field, but it would lead to nothing. Like, obviously this one is a cemetery, but I always, like, for some reason... always wondered what did those steps lead to?
Right.
Was there a house there? Was it just a field? Because I think it led to, like, a field where they did activities.
Hold on, the field and the cemetery were kind of connected? Or was, like, a fence in the middle?
No, I'm talking about at the George School.
Oh.
Like, I'm talking... So, this one, the 100 Step Cemetery, obviously leads to a cemetery. The one at George School didn't lead to anything except a field. Like, a blank field.
Mm.
So I'm always wondering, you know, if there was anything that it went to before.
Gotcha.
But yeah. I guess I'll never know.
I lived across the street from a cemetery one time. Well, kind of like
did you ever see any ghosts?
No, no ghosts.
All right, well then, it's not a story for us then. So, okay, anyway.
There were a lot of ghosts, actually. No, I was kidding.
fake news. When you look at the field, the cemetery's first undertaker will be there and show you how and when you will die.
Hmm.
That's if you count to 100 steps.
So this undertaker is psychic.
Well, yeah, he's a ghost. So, of course.
Just because he's a ghost doesn't mean he's psychic.
He knows. He knows what's going on. Okay, first of all, are you, like...
A ghost that does research. That would be amazing. Can you imagine one, like...
A Googling ghost.
A Googling ghost with glasses.
If I'm not already dead from climbing those steps, mm. I'm going to have a damn heart attack from seeing a freaking ghost, right?
I don't know. I don't know how I would feel, but... What if it depends. Like, if it's like a Casper kind of ghost, and you're all friendly. Hey, I'm Casper. I don't know.
You
like,
need to get off this Casper train.
Don't tell me... I like Casper.
I mean, I'm sure that the Undertaker is a great guy or a great ghost.
How do you know he's a guy?
Kevin, because all the jobs for the men were for the men in the 1800s. Women
can do it too.
I'm not saying that they can't. I'm saying that back then, it wasn't really... It probably didn't happen. Anyway.
Gotcha. Yeah.
After you're shown how you're going to die, you have to walk back down the steps.
Walk down the steps. Can I turn my flashlight on this time?
You have to, no. And what? You still have to count them.
What happens if they're not even 95 steps exact?
Okay. So I'm about to tell you. If you don't... I know. I was ready for this.
She did the finger thing. Okay.
If you don't get the same number as before, you will die the way that the Undertaker showed you. If you do count the right amount of steps, which would be 100, mm-hmm. the vision itself was considered a lie.
Hold on, say that again. Sorry, I had a little too
if
much.
You, what? If you don't get 100 steps when you go back down, then you will die the way that the Undertaker showed you. But if you get exactly 100 steps on the way down, you're fine, basically. You won't die that way.
I'm infinite.
All right, whatever. So there's a little saying with this that goes, 100 steps is the count. In darkness you shall find. Beware the path from whence you came when your steps count 99. So basically, if you don't count 100 steps, if you count 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, you're screwed.
What happens if you get like 50 steps?
You're screwed. How do you go from counting 100 steps all the way up to counting 50 whatever?
I don't know. I ask people that have actually went there or say they went there and then
no,
they counted.
The one video that we watched that you're talking about, I think.
Sorry, I'm human.
You're human. The ones...
After all.
Kevin. The one video that we watched that said 50-something steps, he counted that up. He counted 50-something steps up, not down. I think it's a sham for them to make these videos because I don't think it's true.
Hold on, but you're supposed to start at the bottom.
Kevin, I know. And they did. But they only counted 50-something.
Okay.
So,
you... He was probably at the wrong spot.
Maybe. Maybe it was the wrong steps. Maybe he got confused. You can't walk on the area besides the steps because apparently phantom hands will push you down and leave red imprints on your back, which is said to be the mark of the devil.
Right.
I tried finding history on this whole story, how it started, why it started, but I couldn't find anything. The internet is turning into, it's going from blogs and written experiences to YouTube videos of kids and people in the dark, and you can't tell what's going on, and they try to show you these paranormal or like spirit boxes and machines and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you can't even tell what's going on.
Is a box like a jack-in-the-box type thing?
A jack-in-the-box. No, it's not like a jack-in-the-box, Kevin.
Oh.
Basically, all you hear is the crunching around of their feet on the pavement or leaves. I did see pictures online, and a lot of the graves were tagged with graffiti, which really... It just sucks because I feel like it messes up the history of the cemetery in general. And it's kind of like a slap in the face. It's kind of like a slap in the face to the people that are buried there. I would hate for somebody to be like walking over me spraying like...
Dude, that's crazy. Like they said the first undertaker that ever... Or was it the first undertaker or was it the first owner of the cemetery appears at the
top? I think it's the same thing. I think they're one and the same. I think it's just... It said the first
undertaker. I wonder when that cemetery first opened up, though. Like
I tried finding history on it. I wasn't really lucky, I feel. But they have...
You know what they say about luck, right?
No. What did they say? Is it going to be something stupid? Because if it's going to be something stupid, I don't want to hear it.
What?
Whatever you're going to say.
When preparation meets opportunity.
Anyway... So,
like success, luck, success. Yeah, whatever. Okay.
One website said that local police are continuously watching the area because of vandalism.
Get all these people with flashlights going up 100 steps. I would watch the area too. You never know.
Well, no, it's not the steps. It's the vandalism on all the...
All the steps?
The headstones and the graves.
Yeah, it's messed up. That one.
And then it gets worse around Halloween. And I can't wait till Halloween.
And in Indiana, it's cold. It has to be because
it's cold
so close to like Michigan and you have the lake there. And...
I'm sorry. When was the last time you were in Indiana? You know all the weather reports.
No, I don't. But I work with somebody that.
You always work with somebody. Somebody I know who knows everybody.
Listen, there's always somebody that knows somebody. Okay.
Yeah, but you sound like somebody that I know that knows everybody.
Well, you know that... I don't know. Where are we going with this again?
I don't know. We're going to the next story, right. Which is...
This is not an argument, by the way.
This is not a documented argument of our marriage.
It's a very strong marriage. Very strong. Yeah,
very strong.
That's why there's rum involved.
I feel offended. All right, so the next story is the Mothman of Indiana. I put quotes around the Mothman because in this one, it was never publicly said. What?
No, I was just... You sound like you were really into that, so...
All right, well, let me just...
I was going to say I'm going to be Mothman for Halloween. That's what
you
I was thinking.
You don't even know what Mothman is. Stop it.
I know, but I'm still... That just sounds really like a cool costume.
A Mothman. What do you think a Mothman is? I'm interested. What do you think a costume for a Mothman is?
I don't know. I had to listen to more what you're about
no,
to say.
No, I want
to
know your first thought.
I think like a moth, like a scary face or something. Like, you know, like, just like some fangs, you know?
Fangs?
Like some
moth
weird
have
eyes.
Fangs? Moth ha- oh, okay. I didn't I know that know. Moths have moth fangs. Mothman...
No, they don't. I'm just thinking of something really scary. I'm like, I gotta run. You
know? Okay. Anyway.
Crazy makeup, you know?
Like, last year, in 2018, the National Cryptid Society was contacted by a man who claimed to have been stalked by a flying creature with glowing red eyes throughout the years since 1987.
What?
Just want to point out that I was born in 1987, so that's like 32 years of being stalked by a
creepy... Everybody knows how old you are.
Well, I'm not ashamed. And also, I feel confident being 32.
You sound confident.
Listen, because when you turn 32, you started calling me 32.
Well, it's even.
So I already thought that I was 32. And it doesn't even faze me when I turn a new age because you just call me whatever age you are.
Well,
which is kind of
unfair.
Can't
deny it, really. But.
Anyway. So this is 32 years of being stalked by a creepy winged creature. 32 years. This is the initial report, so I'm going to probably talk a little bit slower so I don't mess any words up. The man said, I was out walking late at night a couple miles out of town near some cornfields when I heard an unsettling feeling, a feeling of being watched. I turned my head to peer into one of those cornfields, and I heard a rustle. Quickly, I hurried my pace and tried to make it back to my house. But when I was hurriedly jogging back, something flew in front of me, and it had glowing red eyes. It made a horrible screeching noise, and I was practically sprinting at this point. I lived around these parts for decades, and I've never seen anything like that. Sometimes, even now, late at night, when I'm walking around the same area, I'll see something in the dark with those same glowing red eyes, and I'll book it.
Sounds like something off Scooby-Doo, you know?
So, back to the screeching part. Earlier, Miley and I were in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden we hear this...
Off me!
And I was like, what is that noise? So then Weston walks out, the four-year-old, and I was like, were you making that weird noise earlier? He's like, yeah, I was pretending to be a pterodactyl. I'm like, what? I can't. That's too much.
Maybe the guy's seen a pterodactyl.
Maybe it was a pterodactyl. I feel like that seems more plausible than a Mothman.
Right.
He also said that the creature was about 5 foot tall with a wingspan of 8 to 9 feet. Despite the wings, the creature was reported to seem human-like in stature, walking on 2 legs.
Wow.
The man from the National Cryptid Society said that it was probably a supernatural being because the red eyes would need a light source in order to glow, and because it was completely dark, there's no way that the eyes would just glow in the dark. How do you feel about that?
Hold on, I'm confused. So, it was completely dark and the eyes weren't glowing?
No, the eyes were glowing.
What color were the eyes?
Red. But he's saying that...
It was red. Okay.
He's saying that... Okay, so if a deer...
How do you see his face?
You're not even letting me speak. If a deer is, like, in the road, right? Uh-huh. And then his eyes glow, like, a certain red, it's from a reflection of a light source. Now, there's... This guy is saying that there is no light source, that it's completely dark. There's no cars driving by. There's no street lights. There's nothing. It's completely dark.
Gotcha.
And he's saying that the eyes are just glowing red. So this, what is his name? This guy from the National Cryptid Society said that it's not possible. It has to basically be supernatural.
It does sound kind of like, not saying it's true or false. I mean, it does sound something like... off a supernatural type thing, like, you know, like,
well, yeah, I mean, because it's not explainable, it's supernatural, it's not natural,
right.
I also want to point out that if I had known cryptozoology was a real thing, I probably would have went that route in my career because I find it completely interesting.
That's a real thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a, like, a science or a subculture that aims to prove the existence of entities and folklore records.
That's a whole mouthful. I can't even say that one time. Can you say that 5 times fast?
No, I can't. Don't even try to make me say things 5 times fast again. So... This guy that's mentioned, even though he always feels uneasy about seeing the creature, he's never actually thought it was going to hurt him. It had so many chances to do so, you know, since he's been stalked since 1987. But nothing bad has ever happened.
This guy's still alive?
Yeah. His last report was in 2019.
So let me take a video of it, or have cameras or something. Take a picture of it, or like a video or something of it.
Because it probably doesn't happen when he has... something ready. I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, Weston does funny things and I don't have a camera ready. It just happens. You don't expect it to happen.
You seem upset.
I'm just saying. But this sounds very Mothman-esque to me, even though he hasn't said that it's Mothman. Do you know, like, about Mothman? The Mothman?
No, I don't.
So the Mothman is...
No, moths eat clothes, though, right?
So. I don't know if moths eat clothes.
Well, they mess it up. Yeah, they, like, put holes in it and stuff.
Well, I mean, you don't want a moth in your closet. Are they swallowing it?
I don't know what moths do.
Well, don't bring it up if you don't know. Do some research.
Do some research. I can barely remember what I have to remember. You want me to remember something? Well, actually, not as. But I actually will look into that because I'm kind of curious now.
All right, so anyway.
So, keep talking. I'm going to go look that up real quick.
The Mothman is a creature that was believed to be first seen in West Virginia. Sightings continued heavily for about a year, but then kind of dwindled off, even though there have been sporadic sightings over the years. The glowing red eyes and wing thing had me pointed in that direction, even though the guy that said he was stalked was never, like, specifically said, oh, it was the Mothman. And everything that I've seen or heard about the Mothman, he isn't exactly bad, but he's more like a bad omen that something terrible or catastrophic is about to happen, like a prophecy. In the 1960s, there were a lot of sightings of a bird-like monster throughout the year. Then on December 15th, which is Miley's birthday, in 1967, not in 1967, Miley was not born in 1967.
Sure she was.
But in 1967, the Silver Bridge collapsed, killing 46 people when the structure gave away during rush hour. While there was a structural explanation of what happened, a lot of people blame it on the mysterious creature that seemed to inhabit the area during that time. But was it his fault? Or was he trying to warn people that it was going to happen?
Probably trying to warn somebody.
You think that so? Do you think he's like bad, or do you think he's good?
Maybe he, like when you first say it,
well, he's just the guy, misunderstood.
He's misunderstood, right? And then you're just like, hey, this is gonna happen. You're like, oh, I'm scared, and you're wrong.
Because you see something like that, and you're like, holy cannoli, that's unnatural.
Cannoli.
But. I wonder. You don't know if it's bad or if it's good. So there's actually a Mothman Museum that has archives about the sightings, photo ops, prop collections from movies, and of course, merchandise. You know, anything to make a buck.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, so.
I thought about the whole moth thing.
Okay.
They probably picked the clothing. Right, so
you're back on the actual moths.
Yeah, so and clothing. If you think about it, they probably pick the clothing, and if the clothing is made out of whatever they would eat, let's say, whatever
cotton.
Well, not everything's fabric? Made up. Yeah, fabric. But hold on a second. But it doesn't mean that it's not every piece of clothing is cotton. So let's say it's made out of some kind of like
polyester.
I don't know.
Burlap.
So something that maybe they do eat. Right?
Silk.
And it's around it. No. I don't know.
I'm just naming different maybe types that's why of fabric.
They do it. Maybe that's why they do it.
And I only know different types of fabric because that's how we insult each other around here. Because Weston learned...
your fabric.
Your fabric. Weston learned about fabric and then everybody started knowing all different types of fabric. Yeah, so the you museum... The museum, I don't know if I would want to go there. I feel like it's more of something to make money versus...
They have a Mothman Museum.
I just explained it.
Yeah, excuse me.
You missed that entire part?
No, I didn't miss it. I just, a little, all Morgan'd up, so...
I may have missed that. Stop with the Morgan. I think this is...
Gotcha.
This is one where the alcohol kind of took over, and that's the bottom of the bottle. So remember to like us on Facebook for any updates, and as my kids would say, cringy memes, and I quote unquote cringy, could be because yes, we're embarrassing them already. Anyway, thanks for listening, and check us out on iTunes.
5 stars or we'll haunt you.